Let's bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day and for having the privilege to come and worship you in spirit and in truth. Father, once again, we look forward to your word and to understand, Lord, that the seed is your word, your word is your seed, and that all the seeds that you planted in the earth are coming to fruition in this hour. And so, Lord, we just commend all of this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. You may be seated. It's good to see everyone here. This morning, we're going to look at, this is number 107 of Satan's Eden, and we're going to look at tidal waves and equatorial bulge. Now, Brother Branham said, from Abraham's covenant, confirmed, also the moon itself is a watchdog. God set the boundaries of the sea and set the moon to watch it. And to see how angry it jumps at the banks, it elected to destroy everything on earth because it did one time, you know. And you see sin heaping the waves, beat those big waves against the banks. And remember, the last days was predicted tidal waves. Seas roaring, men's hearts failing for fear, perplexive nations distress. That would be the end time signs. We've went through all of that down the road. Now, here we are, right up at the last sign to Abraham's children, and even brought to the names of the messengers, like just like it was in Abraham's time, to show there's no slip up nowhere in the Bible. Thus saith the Lord. And then the church sets dead, ball games, attractions of the city, and worldly things has the church all lured away. The Bible said they'd be heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness. Now, we could have added a picture of a baseball game, and not just like a Reds game, but let's face it, we could have added a picture of a church baseball game, because a lot of churches have their softball teams and this and that, and are more into entertainment than they are into the Word of God. Now, from choosing a bride, Brother Bram said, that solemn warning, we don't know what time, and you don't know what time the city one day is going to be laying out here in the bottom of the ocean. O Capernaum, said Jesus, thou art who exalted into heaven, we brought down into hell. For if the mighty works had been done in Sodom and Gomorrah, it had been standing till this day. Sodom and Gomorrah lays at the bottom of the Dead Sea, and Capernaum at the bottom of the sea. Thou city who claims to be the city of the angels, that's Los Angeles, who's exalted yourself into heaven and sent all the dirty, filthy things, the fashion of things, till even the foreign countries come here to pick up our filth and send it away. You will find, with your fine churches and steeples and so forth, the way you do. Remember, one day you'll be laying at the bottom of the sea. And so we show a couple pictures here of tidal waves, one on the right, on the right, and the other crashing in and destroying Los Angeles, and that's what he said will happen. The wrath of God is belching, belching right beneath you. How much longer he'll hold the sandbar hanging over that when the ocean's out yonder, a mile deep, will slide in there plumb to back to the Salton Sea. Can you imagine a tidal wave 1 mile high coming in? He said, it'll be worse than the days of Pompeii. Repent, Los Angeles, repent, the rest of you, and turn to God. The hour of his wrath is upon the earth. Flee while there is time yet to flee. Now, this is a U.S. Navy map of the future. This is what they predict will happen. And you can see the Mississippi will be about 300 miles wide at St. Louis, and it'll reach all the way up to Chicago and then join the Great Lakes there. You see the East Coast will be completely annihilated. You see, Florida will be no more. It's just a big sandbar. It'll be washed over. You'll see the West Coast will be gone. And you see that there'll be a great wash in the Nevada and Utah and in those areas. So we're looking forward to a great thing happening, and it's going to happen. As sure as I'm sitting in this church right now, I mean, I am sitting, I'm not standing. So I've been using this thing since my stroke. So anyway, again, we see a map. This map was made from the image that a man who claimed to be a prophet from Kentucky, but he's maybe a man's prophet. Anyway, it also shows the Mississippi River wide. And Brother Branham, of course, said that the tidal waves would reach plumb up to Kentucky. Now, if they completely up to Kentucky, that means the Mississippi runs backwards like it did in 1812. And there'll be great damage along the Ohio River. So he said, thinking man's filter, Brian Laodicea, how often God would have given you a revival, but now your time has come. It's too late now. How did you laugh and make fun of people that God sent to you? But now your time has come. Oh, United States, how God would have hovered you as hen does her brood, but you would not. Now, this voice is going forth from coast to coast, from north to south and east to west. How God would have hovered you, but you would not. Now, your time has come. Nations are breaking. The world is falling apart. 1,500-mile chunk of it, 300 or 400 miles wide, will sink 100, maybe 40 miles down into that great gulf out yonder one of these days, and waves will shoot plumb out to the state of Kentucky. And when it does, it'll shake the world so hard that everything, this church, my house, your cars, anything that you've built will shake. Everything on top of it will be shaken down. You talk about a time that's coming. When California goes, we have the San Andreas Fault, which we've talked about for years, but we fail to recognize that there's another fault line in California that went about 300 years ago. And it slipped a little bit at that time. It's called the Arcadia Fault Line. And it sent a tidal wave 300 feet high and 500 miles per hour. Think about that. You can't run it. You can't drive your cars fast enough. And it actually hit Japan, and there was great damage that was done there. And that's in the history of Japan. All right. Now, from a shame to him, Brother Graham said, this was a sermon that I preached on when I believe Brother Elijah Perry might have been a deacon here in the church at the time, for all I know. But it said, the time will come. I didn't know till Mrs. Simpson brought me the sermon the other day. And I got it, wrote down a little book that the ocean shall weep its way into the desert. Now, this shows the West Coast is underwater into the desert. The picture above here, you can see it into the desert. Okay? So what you see on the map, the U.S. Navy map that was given to certain men who retired at a certain rank were given this privileged information. Now, anyway, it says, the ocean shall weep its way into the desert. That was 30 years ago. And, of course, the Salton Sea is about 200 feet below sea level. And if that big churning that the earth swallowing it like that with 100 square miles, hundreds and hundreds of square miles sinking into the earth, that'll throw a tidal wave plumb to Arizona, sure it would. Now, anybody living in Phoenix is going to be under at least 1,000 feet of water. Now, can you imagine how long 1,000 feet of water is? Well, this church, I mean, it's 65 feet long, and you could put about 8 of them into this church, maybe 9. Not quite 9. You could put 8 of them, 8 of this church's stack, and 1,000 feet, or better put, from the road to the tree line in the back is 1,200 feet. So that tidal wave will be 1,000 feet, and it'll go into the above Phoenix. And Brother Brad said, and it might, we already read the quote, and it might hit Tucson. Well, he told some of the brothers in Tucson that it'll be up to the hubcaps in Tucson. And Tucson is 2,368 feet above sea level. So that means that tidal wave will be at least a half mile deep, because that's a half mile. Basically, Tucson is a half mile above sea level. So then you're looking at how high is it when it hits California? It's a mile deep. And then by the time it gets 400 miles from the coast where it's now inland, it'll have abated some, dropped down to half a mile. All right. So in other words, it's going to be devastating. Devastating like you never imagined. Now, 2012 was a pretty good example because Brother Branham said that it would slide, California would slide into the ocean. That's exactly how it's going to happen because it's on a big, he called it a big sandbar. Now, I know that there's a brother who was a Navy captain or he was in the Navy anyway. This is a story I heard. Now, it could be just a fictitious story. I don't know. But anyway, but I heard it was true that they took under California is honeycombed with huge caves and stuff, and it's just ready to go under. And they said that they took vessels underneath California, and I know that they've got tracks and tracks and tracks and tunnels and tunnels and tunnels under California because Elon Musk has done so. He, you know, he's made them on a rail and this kind of thing. And so they are there, and it's honeycombed, and there's water under there. So anyway, from trying to do God a service, he said, all right, Mrs. Simpson, will be probably up to Tucson with the tidal wave coming across there. And the sea shall weep its way to the desert. Nations are breaking, Israel is awaking. The signs that the prophets foretold, that the Gentile days are numbered, with horrors encumbered, eternal dispersal of your own. We're in that time now. Now the Lord bless you richly. I get on that and forget about time. We're going to fade quickly, pretty quickly into eternity now. Again, you see a picture here. It's kind of, for those online, you can maybe blow it up a little bit, but this shows a tidal wave coming in that really dwarfs the skyscrapers. Skyscrapers are maybe 3-4 feet or 300-400 feet, and this thing looks like it's maybe at least 1,200 feet. So that's pretty much the reality of what's going to take place. From Sign of the Time, he said, what does real scientists say about it? Seeing them interviewed the other day, he said, should we alarm the people or should we just keep it to ourselves? What do you think to say about it? He said, there's not a thing to keep them from doing it. They'll not let us know all their secrets. But some night, that satellite up there could go, and what would it hinder tonight for about six of them to go up and come right over the United States and say, with these hydrogen weapons, we wouldn't get to them. So, all right, surrender or go to ashes. What would take place? That can happen before morning. Now, remember, we had a section that we covered on the End Time Scenes of Russia's Satan II missile. It travels at, I think, Mach 3 or Mach 4 or something like that. Maybe up to Mach 10. It's really, really wicked. And they said it would take 20 minutes to go from Moscow to the United States. And we have no defenses. Our missiles are too slow. It's like trying to shoot a BB at a bullet that's traveling. You just can't even see the bullet. So that's how fast it is. And he said, what if it happens one of these nights? You know, all they got to do is put, oh, by the way, we did show you an overlay of Texas and over France. And Texas is bigger than France. And Brother Bram said, the article about Satan II said it would leave a crater about the size of Texas. So you're talking about hundreds and hundreds of miles. And in other words, just one or two in the United States is all you need. And United States then would capitulate, which Brother Vail said. Brother Bram used the word surrender. All right, we would surrender at that time. And what would hinder tonight for about six of them to go up and come right over the United States and say, with these hydrogen weapons, we couldn't get to them. So, all right, surrender or go to ashes. What would take place? What would happen before morning? It would not disagree with the Bible. It would fulfill the Bible. The nations are ready to for it. Handwriting's not on the wall. Now on the wall. Handwriting's not on the wall now. And all that's in the skies where Jesus said it would be. There'll be signs in the heavens above, men's hearts failing, distress of nations, perplexive time, the sea a roaring. Never know of a history ever had the big tidal waves that we're having now. Remember, just so many years ago, 2011, how many remember that about 3,000 people were killed by the tidal wave in Indonesia, all right? And that really wiped out a lot of people there, a lot of tourists and things. All right, then look at Chicago last Sunday. He says, and up and down the coast, perplexive time, distress between nations, the handwritings on the wall, the return of the power of the Holy Ghost to the church. This is a picture of the shoreline, and you can see it's gone over the shoreline into the city. This is Chicago. This is Lake Michigan. You wouldn't think of tidal waves on a great lake, but there's tidal waves there. So in Joel 3:1, for behold, in those days and at that time, when I shall bring the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem, I will gather all nations and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat and will plead with them for my people and for my heritage in Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and divided the land. Again, Jude, raging waves of the sea, foaming out their shame, wandering stars to whom is reserved the blackness and darkness forever. Luke 21:25, and there shall be signs of the sun, the moon, the stars, and distress in the earth, distress of nations, with perplexity, the seas and the waves roaring. Matthew 8:24, and behold, there rose a great tempest of the sea, insomuch that the ships was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. Anyway, by the way, if you would like these are on PDF on our website. And so you can just go ahead and download the PDFs. The pictures are all there, so you can go and look at them more clearly, because actually what you're seeing up here is blown up because of the size of the screen. But you'll see them more clearly. All right. Jeremiah 51:55, because the Lord hath spoiled Babylon and destroyed out the great voice, when her waves do roar like great waters, a noise of the voice is uttered. Jeremiah 51:42, the sea has come upon Babylon. She is covered with the multitude of the waves thereof. And Isaiah 51:15, but I am the Lord thy God, and that divided the sea, whose waves roared, the Lord of hosts is his name. Now, we're going to switch to equatorial bulge and pole shift. The reason why there's going to be an equatorial bulge, there is already, it's about 3 miles higher at the equator than it is at the, say, up in England. When the magma that's in, when the magma shifts, all right, it causes the Earth to shift. And just picture a round ball shifting. And so what was at the equator looks like that, all right, will be like that, all right? In other words, when it's spinning, all right, what causes the equatorial bulge is the water spinning. The Earth is spinning at 1,000 miles an hour. And so when that shift takes place, that water that's now at the equator will be up around England and the United States. So all the eastern coast will all be underwater by at least 200. They're saying when that happens, if you live within 200 miles of the coastline, you'll be swept away in water. Now, it happens to be that 85% of the population of the Earth is within 2 miles of the coastline. I mean, look at Australia is almost 100%. I mean, there's very, very few people live in the outback. And, but so they will be swept. And so it's coming. Now he said from uncertain sign, the seasons are uncertain. You don't know whether to plant your crop if you haven't got some kind of irrigation. The seasons are irregular. Frost and rain, everything that can happen right in the summertime. Look what. Now, sometime here, they was having a freezing down in Florida last year and the heat wave in Alaska, uncertain. And science says the Earth is pushed out, I forget how many miles it was pushed out around the earth, swelling out in the middle. Okay, that's a vindicated prophet telling you the conditions of the earth right now. It's pushed out, I don't know how, he says, I don't know how many miles. Well, we do know now, it's actually around 3 miles of water. So now when that 3 miles of water, you know, you go to the coastline in England and Scotland and Ireland, they'll be underwater. There's a few places that in Scotland, there's a few mountains that are, I think the highest one is only 1,500 feet or something like that. So, you know, it's going to be a devastating time for all of Europe. It's going to go back into France. It's going to go into Spain and Portugal, wipe out Belgium, etc. Finland is almost one-third or one-eighth bigger than it used to be a few years ago. It's raising up. The middle of the earth is pushing out. Oh, brother. And I think that's an understatement. Oh, brother. Okay. Now, from Revelation 6 and 12, it says, I beheld him when he had opened the sixth seal. Lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell to the earth, even as a fig tree casts her untimely figs, when she had shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. That's why I have a quote, I don't know if it's in this particular study or not, but Brother Brown said, Florida will be no more. All right? Because it'll be washed away. It's a big sandbar. And you know, when the waves move, they move the sand. All right? Now, and the kings of the earth and the men, the great men and the rich men and the chief captain and the mighty men and every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the dens of the rocks. In other words, these tunneling machines that I showed you a few weeks ago, it says in here, it's prophesied, they hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and instead of the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath has come, and who shall be able to stand? And so that was actually spoken of in Revelation 6:12. That's showing the bulge there. Okay. Again, we have a picture showing the bulge here, and it will probably end up here. So it's going to be a great devastation to, you can see Europe is up here in America. All right. Revelation 8:1. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of a half hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given him unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of the saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the from off the altar and cast it to the earth. And there were voices, thunderings, lightnings, and earthquakes. And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood. And there were cast upon the earth. And the third part of the trees were burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up, and the second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and the third sea, part of the sea became blood, and the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died, and a third part of the ships were destroyed, and a third part sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the earth, third part of the rivers, and upon the fountains of water. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood. And many men died in the waters because they were bitter. And the fourth angel sounded, and a third part of the sun was smitten, and a third part of the moon, a third part of the stars. So the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. Again, these are pictures of Florida. You see how robust Florida looks in the right side of the picture, but on the left side, it's underwater. Well, that's not fully depicting what is going to happen. It's only half depicting what's going to happen. from the oncoming storm. He says, not long ago, I was told a story that happened. I believe it read it. I read it in the newspaper down in Florida. They have a great many storms that sweep through Florida, typhoons that come in and off the sea and bring the water for city blocks up into the sea and sweep out everything. And I'm told that their weather prophets are always on the look in such storms and some ways through the elements that they cannot that they can contact the changing of the weather and the atmosphere. That which away this weather is gathering, that'll bring forth one of those storms because they've made it a life study and by certain instruments and things that science has proved to them. Now, here he says, from the faith that was once delivered unto the saints, preached in West Palm Beach, Florida. So he was actually there telling the brothers, I know Florida is a hard place to catch. I was telling them there, but one of these days there isn't going to be any Florida. Now you can see the map up here, up above, shows, and I better put it up there so everybody can see it. The map shows there is no Florida. This is more like what will happen. All right? She's going to be sunk, and the things that you worship now will perish. That's only eternal God can save you. So if you're not where you think you should be or where God says you should be, that's the point. There's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. Now, again, those people who are moving to Florida or even, I don't know, you might like Florida because of the heat. Well, I'll tell you what, you better find another place. I'd say Arizona. It looks a little safer than Florida does, but because we don't know when it's going to happen, all right? And the brothers actually have moved out of California, and they're conducting still their business, but they're not there. So just pray for them, that Brother Nathan. Now, remember the story where Billy Paul talks about the mountain was cut out without hands and how it fell to the earth. And Brother Bram says, that was at the second coming of the Lord. Well, according to the UK Daily Mainline, the Canary Islands could soon get a new island. Recent earthquakes hint at an imminent underwater volcanic eruption in the past week. Over 550 earthquakes have struck the Atlantic Ocean. On Friday, a 5.1 magnitude quake hit the southern tip of El Hierro. This seismic activity suggests an underwater volcano could soon erupt. The eruption could force a mass of rock to the surface, creating a new island. The website tsunamiwatch.co.uk says the wave created would initially be in excess of 1,000 feet, that's 300 meters, and would obliterate all life along many thousands of miles of shoreline on both sides of the Atlantic Ocean, probably sinking many ships near both coastlines of the Atlantic Ocean. This wave is expected to be 120 feet, 37 meters high when it hits the Boston, New York area. Now, if you can imagine, 120 feet high is about 10 stories. So it's going to put everything, it's 10 stories and less, underwater. Okay? And what they think will happen, you can see the rings in the, let me just, okay, it's the other one there. See, you see, well, both of them have the rings. But you see up there, the ring is the inner ring is the island itself. There's a 3-mile ledge of rock on that island, and the island has become volcanic. So if that volcano ever goes, it will bring a tsunami. You can see where it'll hit in the outer ring, and it'll hit parts of South America, parts all of the United States, East Coast, and Europe, the west coast of Europe. I read a book years ago by Colonel Oliver North, and in it, the North Korean submarine had bought a missile from Iran, and they supplied their nuke in the submarine. I guess they bought the nuke and they bought the submarine. And the whole storyline was how they were going to nuke this island to cause the rock to slide off. Thus, it would destroy basically Washington, D.C., which it will. So it's not sci-fi. It's going to happen. Brother Bram said it would. Also, a BBC television program called 10 Things You Didn't Know About Tsunamis has been broadcast several times on BBC 4 and BBC 2. The wave itself will travel through water at up to 600 miles per hour and will be unseen by sea ocean vessels as the wave travels within the upper layers of the water. However, as it approaches the shoreline, the wave erupts above the water level to the same height as the wave depth, in this case, over 100 feet. There may also be a series of waves of various sizes, 100 to 120 feet, refers to the waves in the quote, in the quote of New York, Boston area. Okay. And finally, in his presence, Brother Bram said, and he said, when the angel cried, the post of the temple shook back and forth. Brother, that'll make you not only in the post of the temple going to shake, but the whole heavens and earth going to shake when it comes to, again, the mountains will flee and the seas will fade away and scream, hide us from the face of him that sits upon the throne. It's going to be a terrible time. I tell you, sinner friend, you better be checking it up. That's right. Now, Isaiah said, woe is me, I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell among an unclean people, and these people has unclean lips. Now, just for your information, we read, when we did the part on earthquakes, we read from the book of Isaiah, which was written 700 years before Christ. Isaiah predicts at the end time they will board up the cities, and there will be great earthquakes, great tsunamis, and the world will perish. And so these things are coming to pass. If the bride is being made ready, if the tares are being made ready for the burning, all you have to do is look at the sodomite condition of this nation and the world, and you will see that we are ready for the going home. Now, when I get to the Council of Churches, I have about 45 pages right now. I'm trying to weed it down, the quotes from, you know, other things to just the pertinent things where Brother Bram talks about the Council of Churches tightening up and this and that. I want you to understand that we believe Putin has a bomb for the Vatican, but that won't do away with the image to the beast. What is an image? But it is in the likeness of the beast. So even though Rome will get her just dues, you still have an image that's left behind that looks just like her, only it's Protestant. Remember, 1.5 million or billion people on the earth are Catholic, and there's about 800 million that are Protestant. And Putin, in an interview last week, he said he spoke against LGBTism and said that this, he said, basically what the West is doing, he said, we've already been there. He said when the Bolshevik Revolution took place, they were progressives. He said what they did was they pushed for the women to become like men. And so in the Olympics, you had the women all took steroids, male steroids, so they would look like men. He said now in the West, they're doing the same, except for they're allowing men in women's sports. And he said, so really what they're going through, the homosexuality, which led to LGBTism, and then the anti-family, anti-church, anti-God themes are being preached now. And he said, we've already suffered through them. Putin is preaching like a Christian. he's letting them know that Russia is a Christian nation. It's reversed now because the U.S. is a pagan nation, and Russia is being used by God, and they will be used by God to destroy this pagan nation. So let's just bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Father, we thank you for your word. I just wish that everybody could watch that speech. It was tremendous. And Lord, but we know that you have all things in your hand. And, you know, just things that are said cause things to happen. And so we realize, Lord, that this nation, the seeds have been here for a long time. And they have grown, and now they're manifesting what those seeds were. And so we're realizing we're at the end time. All seeds in the earth that you placed there are manifesting. We see the Christ-like person, the Christian, is manifesting and becoming more like you. And we see that the tares are manifesting themselves in LGBTism and all this other stuff. So, Lord, we know that we are ready for the burning and we are ready for the harvest. And so we just commit our studies into your hands. In Jesus' name we pray. And we also trust that you will put us in your hands as you promised to do, that we are in the palm of your hand. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Remember, he says, I have etched, which means he wrote, I etched your names in the palm of my hand. So we are gods. We are not, we don't belong to, the LGBT groups. All right. God bless you, brother. You can come up and